Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you get a chance, please use my website. We got it. We booked it just for you. We update it every day just for you. Lots of things there. You got the Brain Trust. You got the articles, archives. You got the newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I hope you'll subscribe to that if you haven't already. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Jane Jordan Meyer. That's a hyphenated name, Jordan Meyer, M-E-I-E-R. Everything else sounds is spelled just like it sounds. She's the author of The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. And we're talking about how to bank some goodwill in, with your social media activity to minimize a potential future crisis. But once you get in one, to actually how to use it to your advantage. Jane, one of the things that that I've said before is that, you know, people ask, you know, how do you win in a world where anybody can say anything about you? How do you protect yourself? And what I've said is what you have to think about it. You have to think about it like a bank account. You have to have made deposits before you can have withdrawals. And you think of a crisis, something negative somebody says about you, for example, that's a withdrawal. Well, if you have already had other people saying nice things about you online, your customers who commented on you, if you've demonstrated goodwill and good stewardship of an online community, those will serve you well in a potential withdrawal in the future. What do you think?
I 100% agree with you. Dollars in the trust bank are the most important thing to save you in a crisis, because it's how your community, your friends or your foes are going to talk about you, whether it be in the local newspaper, whether it be on Twitter or the radio. What they say about you could be a make it or break it for mm-hmm. you. And what they absolutely. So, Jim, what I not only get out in your community and be part of it, and so people know you and can come to you and feel like they can express what they're thinking and feeling about your products, but more than, but also monitor. I mean, we were talking during the break about time, and I just say pick one or two. For, you know, pick Facebook. You could put up your, like, we have a fabulous strawberries here in Northern California, and we have this truffle berry lady, and she has her own tiny small business, great chocolate strawberries. And she has a fan page, and she reaches out and speaks with her customers, and she's made that her thing. And I think that's important. For others, it might be reaching out with other small businesses through LinkedIn groups and discussions. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of great, you know, as a woman, I look at things like there's a woman-owned business and consulting chicks on LinkedIn, and they have great discussions, and they support each other. You can go out there and say, I need a template for a crisis management plan. I bet you'll probably get three or four free templates, and you probably have some great templates available through the Brains Trust as well. I mean, there's lots of resources out there to assist small business. Keep ahead of the game. And if somebody says something nasty to you about it in Twitter, then reach out to them and very quickly take it offline. That's mm-hmm. the most important thing, because you don't want to have your name being banded around in a bad way.
Right.
Expressed, you know, on Twitter. That, take it offline as fast as you can. And be courteous. I mean, if there's a problem, acknowledge it. You can't escape it. You can't bury your mistakes. You have to say, we're sorry. You know, mm-hmm. we did something wrong. We apologize.
Is it okay if a customer tells the world that they weren't happy about something you did, and then you fix it, and the customer is now happy with you and even coming back doing business with you again, is it okay to ask them to then report back to the community that you fixed whatever they were unhappy about before?
Yes, and I think you'll probably find, Jim, that they're asking, you know, customers to give you a thumbs up, some praise for fixing things quickly, usually they are happy to do that and will probably do it on their own, right off their own bat anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's about engagement and levels of trust. We're in the trust economy today. I like to say trust is the new black. Mm-hmm. Whatever we can do, you know, I always say, put yourself in your grandma's shoes. How would your grandmother, what advice would she give you? Will she respect you for doing that or saying that? I always think it's really important to step outside of yourself and put yourself in your grandmother's shoes. Or think about your most important customer. What would they want you to do? What would they want you to say? It's really important to jump
See, now you're into talking your about customer. Now you're talking about values.
Yes.
And values I agree with you about the trust. But I think what they're looking for, before they trust you, I think they're looking for values that appeal to them. Then that makes them believe that they can trust you. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. It is all about values. And one thing is, you've got to give people a reason to why to do business with you. Why should they trust you in a crisis?
Mm-hmm.
It's often we all get carried away and think we've got to talk about what we're doing and we've got to talk about our message. But before we even get into a crisis, we've got to have people believing in us so they believe it themselves.
Right. I've got to wrap it up. Jane Jordan Meyer is our guest. The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management is her book. Jane, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Good
Jane
luck to everybody.
Jordan Meyer, that's a hyphenated name. Got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.